It's 5:03 at the Bay Area's news station, KCBS. Smoky skies and cold temperatures overnight are forecast on the way. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising.
Here's what's happening.
The campfire continues to rage through Butte County without containment. Many homes have burned. There have been injuries to both residents and firefighters, but they're not sure the numbers on that yet. And thousands are under mandatory evacuations. KCBS's Margie Schaefer begins our team coverage.
Walls of neon orange flames have engulfed the town of Paradise. A weary CAL FIRE Captain Scott McClain heard propane tanks exploding all around him at the scene.
What can you tell me about what exactly has burned?
Everything. Multiple structures, businesses, apartments, cars. Cars are littered up and down the roadways. Evacuations continue to take place. We're using actual crew buses of ours to transport those in need. School buses have been being used to transport others. Still trying to get those residents out of this area.
There have been burn injuries. Refuge staging areas were set up, large parking lots in some cases where people were corralled away from the flames. Broadcastify capturing this conversation as CAL FIRE crews worked to get people to safety as Feather River Hospital was evacuated.
I'm at the hospital. We got one building well involved that's going to start threatening the main hospital. I got a lot of patients up here that are basically in the hell spot, and SO starting to shuttle some down in their vehicles. So can we get a bus up here?
Residents left in their cars but ended up walking and running, explains CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lim Tolmachoff.
There were some people that abandoned their cars on the roadway because of the fact that they were trapped and could not get past the stop traffic and fire was encroaching.
Many of the evacuees headed for Chico, where Sandy Muscella lives, and the air is thick with smoke.
And all day long, it's been like dusk. You just don't see sunlight.
Chico State canceled classes for the day, but the campus is open and safe. Acting Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency because of the camp fire. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
With 27,000 people evacuated, several shelters have now been opened around Butte County. KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us live from a shelter at the Butte County Fairgrounds. Megan?
And Jeff, more people are beginning to arrive here in Gridley as the sun is setting. Volunteers scrambling to make these fairgrounds hospitable to anyone who may need to sleep here tonight. I talked to Larry, who decided to leave his Paradise home late this morning.
This morning on from my back porch, I could hear the roar of the fire and see the plume of smoke coming up. I'm pretty close to the canyon where it started, although it was further than it looked. But it sounded like a jet or something in the distance, like a rumble. Didn't hear the crackle, but it was rumbling. I could see the smoke plume going up.
He evacuated, and the usual 20-minute drive to Chico took him 3 hours.
You know what's weird, though, is leaving your doors unlocked. You just feel like, well, you know, maybe somebody will, you know, clean the place out. Maybe it'll burn. Who knows?
He did get emotional while he was talking to me as he sat in the back of his pickup truck. There's still room at this shelter in Gridley. We're about 30 miles southeast of Paradise. A shelter at the neighborhood church in Chico has already filled up. There's still space at the Nazarene Church in Oroville. Reporting live in Butte County, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
We also want to give you the very latest information on this fire. Butte County CAL FIRE Chief Darren Reed is briefing reporters. We're getting word of it via the Associated Press. He says he has reports of several hundred structures that have been destroyed in that fire, and they could be upward of 1,000 structures, but they just don't have an exact number yet.
Closer to home tonight, another fire burning, this one in Solano County. The Sassoon City Fire Protection District is battling a 2,500-acre fire. It's off of Highway 12 and Nurse Blue Road in Sassoon City. The large brush fire is being called the Nurse Fire because it's near Nurse Slough. The Solano County Sheriff's Department says it is spreading rapidly to the south away from Highway 12.
Just ahead on KCBS, we are learning that a Napa young woman among the dead in that Southern California mass shooting.
catch up on Thursday afternoon traffic as we say good afternoon once again to Cheryl Raines and the KCBS traffic team. Cheryl, in your local Honda dealers traffic center.
Boy, just a mess, especially throughout the South Bay. We've had nothing but problems. With a closer look at 237, let's go to John Atkinson.
Well, we've had reports of accidents in both directions. Looks like we have one westbound at the Lawrence Expressway that may be blocking a couple lanes, but that's the non-commute direction, so just a minor delay there. Eastbound is just awful. It is solid from Middlefield Road out to Lawrence Expressway, again from Lafayette Street to Zanker, and coming over on 101, that southbound commute slows Shoreline just getting on to 237.
Yeah, the gridlock on the San Mateo Bridge, a stalled truck eastbound incline. It's been out there a couple hours, you guys. The right lane still blocked, tow trucks on scene, but 92 and 101, just terrible this afternoon. Getting to the Bay Bridge, no easy task. North 101 jam from the before the 280 merge. Getting onto the span, the span itself is okay. It's just that task of trying to get there. Westbound, a slow roll into San Francisco with the metering lights on. Your next update, 518 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
Air quality advisory in effect for the entire Bay Area tonight through tomorrow because of that smoke from the Butte County fire, although air quality is expected to get a little bit better tomorrow. Cold again overnight, especially in those inland valleys, lows in the 30s and 40s. Hazy sunshine tomorrow and high 60s at the coast, 70s by the bay and inland. Traffic and weather together on KCBS.
KCBS News Time 511.
We can confirm that a young woman from Napa was among the 12 people killed in last night's shooting at a bar in Southern California. Elena Housley graduated from Napa's Vintage High School in June. Napa Valley Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Rosanna Musetti describes her as an exceptional student leader, athlete, musician, and scholar. She says resources are available to students and teachers.
So we have grief counselors, we have our guidance counselors, we deploy a plan, and our students have the ability to access the counselors and their professional expertise to be able to listen and process the tragedy and just kind of process the feelings, the initial shock that comes when you know a young person who is a victim of a tragedy like this.
The shooting happened at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. It's a popular Western-themed bar known for its college country night. The gunman, 28-year-old Ian David Long, was a veteran U.S. Marine. Authorities haven't identified a motive for the attack.
Now, the incoming governor of California is blasting the National Rifle Association today for blocking meaningful gun control reforms. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says that Gavin Newsom spoke in San Francisco in response to the massacre of a dozen people in Southern California.
At his first official post-election news conference, Governor-elect Gavin Newsom called it insane that we are normalizing mass shootings and said prayers, thoughts, and excuses are not going to cut it anymore.
We can do more and do better on gun safety. Good enough never is. California continues to lead the nation, Massachusetts, a few other states. But there are areas where we still fall short.
Newsom is also acting governor while Governor Brown spends 2 days in Texas. He ordered flags dropped to half staff in memory of the Southern California shooting victims. He called out the NRA for tying up part of his own gun control measure in court, which would ban the kind of high-capacity magazine the Thousand Oaks gunman used.
I completely support the Second Amendment. I support people's right to bear arms. Always have. Absolutely unequivocally. Without hesitation. I believe that people have that fundamental right. But I also think people have a right to, you know, not get a phone call at 2 a.m. just praying that their daughter survived a mass shooting.
Newsom's measure mandating background checks to buy ammo takes effect January 1st. In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
KCBS News Time 513. Coming up on KCBS,
I'm Rebecca Corral. The restaurateur breaking the cycle of sexual harassment in the workplace.
KCBS News Time 5:15. Kevin is back with sports news.
Going to be a good one tonight. Carolina at Pittsburgh. Back to kick off at 5:20. Steelers favored by 3.5 at home. Both quarterbacks playing very well. In hockey, the Sharks at Dallas. 5:30 faceoff. San Jose 19 points. Now tie with Calgary and Vancouver atop the Pacific. In the NBA, the Warriors host the Bucks. 7:30 at Oracle. Milwaukee 8-2. They are second in the NBA in scoring average at 120 a game. The Dubs lead the way at 123.5 per contest. And in case you missed it earlier, Mike Kruko was tremendous today at AT&T Park with his tribute to the late, great Willie McCovey, talking about all the love that Willie shared with Giants fans for generations.
He gave us that feeling that we knew him, that he was sitting there at the dinner table, that he was part of us. You know that line with the Beatles saying, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make? He walked out of here with a lot of love. Every one of us gave him a piece of ourselves. And the beauty of the man is that he knew it. We loved him. Thank you, Willie. Rest in peace, gentle giant.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
And the ball game is over. McCovey with a double and a run batted in. And the Giants have won it. The congratulations are all for McCovey. The Giants are mobbing Willie Mack, who delivered a double to drive in the winning run.
Sports at 15 and 45 on All News, 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
KCBS News Time 518. We're back on the traffic watch on a Thursday night. We've got Cheryl from your local Honda Dealers Traffic Center.
So much traffic to look at. Marin is bad. North 101 before 580. New crash in the right lane. It's slow out of Sausalito. So right as you come off the Golden Gate there and hit that, that's the beginning of the backup. It goes all the way to 580. Let's look at our Chilton Autobody collision cam and the San Mateo Bridge with Joe Hughes.
Cheryl, we've had a stalled truck on the San Mateo Bridge for almost 2 hours. They've gotten a heavy-duty tow truck there, but unfortunately, the stalled truck is too heavy to tow. They're going to try to push it out of the right lane and take it out to the toll plaza. You're very heavy on all of your approaches to the San Mateo Bridge. 92 eastbound, backed up almost all the way to 280. 101 northbound, jammed it back into Palo Alto. And 101 southbound, very heavy out of Millbrae.
237, a crash eastbound before 880. At least the right lane block, just adding to that already horrible commute from 101. Your next update, 528 traffic leader KCBS.
And the KCBS Bay Area weather forecast is calling for windy conditions and clear skies for the most part overnight. It's going to get cold. Overnight lows in the 30s and 40s in the North Bay and inland. 40s around much of the Bay Area, low 50s at the coast. Tomorrow looks to be about like today in terms of those temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. And thanks to some wind shifts, it should not be quite as smoky here in the Bay Area tomorrow as well. Traffic and weather together on the 8s on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. KCBS News Time 520.
It's still unclear when the Transbay Transit Center in San Francisco, closed since the end of September, might reopen. KCBS's Jenna Lane has an update on those cracked steel beams.
The Transbay Joint Powers Authority Board heard from Executive Director Mark Zabane that on-site inspections of the trouble spots ended Friday, and the results of lab testing on the steel should be available at the end of this month. Only then, he says, can the solution be identified and a repair scheduled.
I would like to assure you and the public that we are working swiftly to determine a cause and reopen the facility. But we are balancing that with our responsibility to conduct a thorough investigation.
The board includes the heads of AC Transit and San Francisco Muni, who raised the issue of public confidence in the building's safety eroding. Ed Riskin directs the SFMTA.
I think we do need some level of review, maybe some level of independent review of the whole facility, just to make sure. You know, I have high level of confidence that such a review would find that the facility is in good shape, but I think having that review undertaken will be important in order to restore the credibility of the facility.
The $2.2 billion building opened just 6 weeks before the cracks were discovered. In San Francisco, Jenna Lane, KCBS.
Yeah, the restaurant industry has been accused of tolerating behavior that leads to sexual abuse and harassment in the kitchens and dining rooms. KCBS's Rebecca Corral spoke with an industry insider who learned the hard way and is now working to turn things around.
Alon Shaya ended up out of a job at his own New Orleans restaurant in retaliation, he says, for speaking out when his partner John Besh was famously accused by 24 women of sexual abuse and harassment on the job. He's since recovered, recouped, and opened his own restaurant group whose mission, besides serving delicious food, is to create a workplace where people are respected and valued.
The restaurant industry does not have to be a toxic place to work. You can have a really kind, warm, welcoming team no matter what type of industry you're in.
Shaya wants to change the toxic culture that's long been accepted in restaurants.
The core values, empowerment, respect, communication, education, they're built into the blueprint of how we operate every day. We have a director of people and culture, and she helps the way that people communicate with each other and the oversight that goes on with it.
They also installed an employee assistance program to help work workers with substance abuse, mental health, or money problems. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.
The clock is ticking for dozens of people living illegally on boats off the Sausalito shoreline. KCBS's Matt Bigler talked to locals who are applauding the crackdown on so-called anchor outs.
As housing prices have increased, so have the number of bad boaters living on Richardson Bay.
How many people are the anchor outs, not paying slip fees, just sort of living out there?
Everyone.
Longtime legal boat resident Lon Woodrum estimates it's over 200 anchor outs, many that are barely seaworthy.
Half of the boats out here don't even run or look like they've ever moved in a few years.
Philip Cox was happy to see that Sausalito police are now posting orange stickers on the decks of the anchor outs, giving them 72 hours to move it or lose it.
You have boats that are three stories stacked up with every hobby that they haven't done in 20 years.
One woman who paddled in from the outlying boats told me that she loves living here on the bay and has no intention of leaving. A community meeting about the anchor outs is scheduled for next week. In Sausalito, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The ongoing outbreak of salmonella in raw turkey meat has caused its first fatality. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 164 people have fallen ill in 35 states. The death was in California, but no other details are known. The agency says you don't have to avoid turkey, but you really should cook it to 165 degrees and wash hands and counters that have touched any raw turkey meat.
On the go to the Money Watch, Jason Brooks is looking at Netflix plans.
Netflix is looking to increase its popularity in Asia with the announcement it's going to make 17 more original shows across the region. The video streamer's biggest presence is in India, having gotten a boost from the popular Mumbai-based crime show Sacred Games. CEO Reed Hastings told a conference in Singapore that India could add another 100 million subscribers for Netflix, which currently has 137 million global subscribers. Most of the growth is occurring in international markets. Oil suffered its ninth straight losing session, with U.S. West Texas now in a bear market, down 20% from its recent peak. There had been worries that U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil would hurt global supplies and send prices higher. But instead, U.S. producers have been pumping record amounts of crude, and production is on the rise elsewhere, including Iraq, United Arab Emirates, and Indonesia. The stock market was mixed today. The Dow gained 11 points to 26,191. The NASDAQ lost 39 points to 7530. The S&P down 7 points at 2806. On the Money Watch, Jason Brooks, KCBS.
528, let's get caught up on KCBS traffic with Cheryl from your local Honda Dealers Traffic Center.
Oh boy, we're throwing it heading over. Making your way in Richmond, a new crash now on that already very heavy East Shore Freeway. That's been the theme of the day. Very slow traffic and then crashes in all this slow traffic. This one's in Richmond, East 80 at El Portal. A couple cars in the left lane. Really thick stuff out of the maze. San Mateo Bridge, the worst is over. Now, it's taken 30-40 minutes to try and just get onto the span. We had a stalled dump truck that was in that right lane for over 2 hours. They just pushed it off the span. Well, not off the span. They pushed it off to the parking lot there. So all lanes are open. Again, the nightmare backups. If you're expecting somebody and they're crossing the San Mateo Bridge tonight, they will be behind schedule. Also very slow in Marin. No one's going unscathed. South Bay is still bad, but in Marin, North 101, before 580, a crash in the right lane has you backed up into Sausalito beyond Spencer. Your next update, 538 on the Traffic Leader KCBS.
And now the Mancini Sleep World 6-day forecast. Save up to $1,000 at Mancini Sleep World's largest mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com. We are looking for clear and cool conditions overnight. Lows dropping into the 30s and 40s in the North Bay and inland. 40s for most of the Bay Area, low 50s right along the coastline. Tomorrow, sunny and mild again. Temperatures in about the same bracket as today, meaning mid-60s to mid-70s. More of the same on Saturday as well. Perhaps a little bit cooler. Mild weather continuing Sunday through Tuesday. Traffic and weather together on the 8s on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
News that matters to you around the Bay, around the world, around the clock. All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. KCBS.
It's Thursday, November 8th, 2018. Coming up on KCBS.
I'm Melissa Calross at AT&T Park in San Francisco, where the life of a baseball legend is celebrated.
State of emergency as wildfire rips through Butte County. Thousands have been evacuated. Many homes burn. Smoke is blanketing the Bay Area.
Our Megan Goldsby is on the scene up in fire country this afternoon, and she will join us live with the latest.
Good afternoon. I'm Patty Rising.
And I'm Jeff Bell. KCBS News Time 531. Let's get the latest now from CBS News.
CBS News update. It happened with lightning speed. A lone gunman dressed in black threw a smoke bomb last night, barged into a bar northwest of L.A., killing 12, including Jason Kaufman's son.
There were so many people that he touched and now are going to be just as heartbroken as I am.
Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helis is among the victims.
He went out a real hero. We're very proud of who he is.
The gunman, 28-year-old Ian Long, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, committed suicide. At least a dozen people in the bar were injured. There have been renewed calls for an end to gun violence.
We can't just sit around anymore. We can't. We have to get up and we have to be there and we have to show up.
A vigil for the victims will be held tonight in Thousand Oaks, California. President Trump praising law enforcement for their bravery. CBS News update. I'm Gary Nunn.
KCBS News Time 5:32.
Northern California fire official says he has reports of several hundred structures destroyed by the campfire burning in Butte County. But officials say they won't have an exact count until they can get into the area. Butte County CAL FIRE Chief Darren Reed says the destruction in the town of Paradise could be as many as 1,000 structures. CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff says the fire has now grown to 18,000 acres.
It did some tremendous damage. There is definitely numerous structures damaged and destroyed, both homes, outbuildings, and businesses. To what extent, we're not sure. We, still working on the firefight and then also kind of just clearing the air out and getting things cooled down so we can get in there and see what has taken place.
Tolmachoff says the blaze is burning towards Chico. There is no containment at this time. Acting California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency.
If you were outside today, you know we saw a lot of smoke here in the Bay Area. Health officials are encouraging people to limit their outdoor activities because of the smoke. KCBS reporter Bob Butler says the Bay Area Air Quality Management District has issued an air quality advisory through tomorrow.
The smoke from the campfire is bad enough. Walter Wallace is with the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
We're letting people know that you're going to see some impacts and you may smell impacts. If you do smell smoke, just know that you're being impacted and just take precautionary measures.
George Gonzalez was out for a walk at Contra Loma Regional Park. His in-laws have a place in Butte County.
There's no problem, but we checked with their neighbors to make sure they were okay.
Did they come down because of the fire?
They're going to Chico.
Carol Buck was walking her dog and opted to skip the big hill because the smoke made it hard to breathe.
At least the wind is keeping it moving. You know, hopefully it'll get on over the hills and the mountains, but I'm just glad the wind is here, and I'm sorry for another fire. My goodness, we've had too many.
911's getting a lot of calls from people worried about the smoke. Fire officials say please call 211 instead. In Antioch, Bob Butler, KCBS.
There's also a big, dangerous fire burning in Southern California, not far from the site of last night's mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. Evacuations are being ordered there as a strong Santa Ana winds are fanning the wildfire. Ventura County Fire Department quickly ordered evacuations in the community of Camarillo Springs and a trailer park after the fire jumped Highway 101. That major artery has been shut down, and cars and trucks are trying to turn around to get away from the flames. More than 160 firefighters have been dispatched, and 8 air tankers have been ordered.
Much more on the California fires to come in other news tonight. President Trump's plan to end protection for thousands of young immigrants brought to the country illegally by their parents is not going into effect anytime soon. A U.S. appeals court is upholding an injunction that is keeping the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, in place. The program currently protects some 700,000 young people from deportation. The injunction holds while lawsuits against the Trump administration's decision work their way through the courts.
KCBS News Time 5:35. It's time for Dave Ross.
An important question. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
There was one question at yesterday's White House press scrimmage that was actually important, and it concerned the president's decision to stop forcing Americans to buy health insurance.
How is it possible to keep premiums down and cover pre-existing conditions without the individual mandate to fund it?
The president answered that his people are coming up with incredible health care plans,
which is causing great competition and driving the prices right down.
And that's good, because a cancer diagnosis can mean a bill of $50,000 to $100,000 to start. But then the president wandered away from the question, talking about how great it is that no one's forced to buy health insurance anymore.
Getting rid of the individual mandate is a very, very popular thing, and people very much appreciate it.
Yes, until the day you need chemo and the hospital asks, can we see your insurance? And you'll say, the president says I don't have to have insurance. And they'll say, are you on Medicare? And you'll say, I'm not 65. And they'll say, please give us a check for $50,000. So you call an insurance company and you'll say, I have cancer, I need insurance. And they'll say, that's like trying to buy fire insurance while the house is burning. So you go home and you change the date on your birth certificate and sign up for Medicare, which is fraud and could send you to prison, where you have a constitutional right to health care. Problem solved. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
KCBS News Time 542. This portion of our news is sponsored by Shane Company.
Fans joined the San Francisco Giants organization today to formally say goodbye to a legendary forever Giant. KCBS reporter Melissa Colross has more from the public memorial held for Willie McCovey.
I left.
13-year-old Ethan of San Jose was among those fans who came to AT&T Park on Thursday to attend the memorial for former San Francisco Giant and Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey.
I obviously never got to see him play, but he's a big part of the Giants franchise and just baseball in general.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says McCovey meant so much to the city by the bay.
He was a role model for other athletes and for our kids throughout his career as a player, and will continue to be with this amazing legacy that he has left.
And San Francisco Giants president and CEO Larry Bear says that from the time McCovey made his major league debut with the Giants in 1959, he was a San Franciscan through and through.
He'd go out into the neighborhoods, hang out with Jeanette Etheridge at Tosca, play golf at Lake Merced, greet the regulars around North Beach by name.
McCovey died on October 31st at Stanford Hospital at the age of 80. At AT&T Park, Melissa Colross, KCBS.
The election is over for the National Toy Hall of Fame. Magic 8 Ball, Uno, Pinball, all are winners. A panel of experts selected them from a field of 12 finalists to recognize the toy's staying power and influence over children's hearts and minds. This year's inductees will be on permanent display at the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, alongside 65 previous honorees, including the Humble Stick and Barbie.
KCBS News Time 5:44.
Coming up on KCBS, KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer tells us that Gavin Newsom may be the next governor, but he may not want to live in Sacramento.
Let's talk a little NFL, a little Thursday night football. Kevin is watching from the sports line.
What a wild first quarter so far. Carolina took the opening kickoff in Pittsburgh, went right down the field with some big help from former Stanford star Christian McCaffrey, carried the ball five times for 40 yards on the ground, then capped off the drive on a swing pass from the Steeler 20. Mick Mixon, Eugene Robinson on Panthers radio.
Newton has the snap, fades back, swing pass out of the backfield. McCaffrey caught 15 to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina.
Taking candy from a baby. You bring Olsen from the left-hand side to the right. It frees up McCaffrey. It's man-to-man coverage with a linebacker. North Turner, you are a genius.
But the Steelers answered right back after they took the kickoff, the first play from scrimmage.
Carolina shows blitz. Shotgun snap. He pumps. He fires it down the field. A man wide open. Running with the football. Juju. He's at the 25-20. 15-10. He's into the end zone for a 75-yard touchdown pass. Roethlisberger to Smith-Schuster. Wow.
Bill Hargrove, Steelers radio, the 75-yard catch and run for a TD by Juju Smith-Schuster. Then the Steelers kicked off. A penalty pinned the Panthers back, and Cam Newton, trying to avoid a sack in the end zone, threw the ball up for grabs, picked up by Vince Williams, who took it back 17 yards for a TD. So Pittsburgh up 14-7. Hockey, Sharks at Dallas, no score with 15:43 to play. And the first, the Warriors will use a number number of guys tonight when they take on the Bucks to deal with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Draymond Green's out with an injured right foot, so Jordan Bell, Kevon Looney, Jonas Jerebko, Alphonso McKinney might all take turns. You want some of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sports at 15 and 45 on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.